Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectors Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectors Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 21, lows of 13. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 13. Wednesday, we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 13. On Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 19, lows of 12. And Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 20, lows of 13. That's it for your weekly weather. We'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, RSPCA Isle of Wight has received a generous legacy donation from a man inspired by the work of the centre's manager, Suzanne Pugh. Alan Miller, who died suddenly in 2018, had followed Suzanne's career in animal welfare for many years, having first learned about her work while flying in Canada. At the time, Suzanne was running a large animal rescue centre in British Columbia and also lobbying for improved animal welfare standards. Aware of his love of wildlife and admiration for Suzanne's work, both in Canada and the UK, the Alan Miller Charitable Trust chose to donate £20,000, with £15,000 directed to the Isle of Wight branch to support domestic animals in its care, and £5,000 designated for wildlife rehabilitation training through the International Wildlife Rehabilitation Council, of which Suzanne is a trustee. Suzanne, who returned to the UK in 2018 to take up the Isle of Wight RSPCA branch manager role, said, "It is humbling to know that Alan was so inspired by my work, and I am sorry that we never had the opportunity to meet, as I would have loved to have shown him around the centre." Meanwhile, enhanced visiting restrictions are now in place across all inpatient wards at St Mary's Hospital. A hospital representative said, "The decision to restrict visiting across the site is not one we have taken lightly, but due to the continuing rise in COVID-19 patients being treated at the hospital, we must put the safety of our patients and staff first. There are some exceptions to these restrictions where one family member is permitted to visit. These are a patient that is nearing end of life, a child who is an inpatient on the children's ward, or a birthing partner to the labour ward. Visiting for the above exceptions should be agreed with the appropriate ward sister, and proof of a negative lateral flow test will be expected. People attending the hospital for an outpatient appointment are reminded to attend alone, unless in exceptional circumstances, in which case one carer is permitted. On entry to hospital buildings, everyone is required to wear a face covering and to continue to adhere to social distancing and use the hand sanitizer provided." Finally, the Isle of Wight Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty, Island Collection, and the Isle of Wight Cultural Education Partnership have been awarded an Arts Council grant of £100,000 for their Creative Biosphere project. This one-year project, starting in the new academic year, brings together the objectives of the Cultural Education Partnership and the Isle of Wight UNESCO Biosphere Reserve by the coming together of arts, heritage and environmental organisations with secondary schools to remove the barriers that currently prevent children and young people from participating in creative activities. Arts Council England Owen said, "The IWAONB has presented a very strong idea with very clear expressed aims and clearly demonstrating how these aims will fulfil our Let's Create strategy and wider aims of Arts Council England." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectors Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 21st of August 1973 was the birth date of Sergey Brin, one of the co-founders of Google. Born in Russia, Sergey and his family moved to America in 1979. During a meeting for new students, he met Larry Page, the other co-founder of Google, for the first time. Together, they created a program that ranked web pages. They then realized that the program, which they called PageRank, could be used to create a search engine that was better than anything else available at the time. They called the search engine Google, and it is now the world's biggest search engine. The 25th of August 1930 was when actor Sean Connery was born. After joining the Royal Navy for 3 years, Connery became an actor in 1951. Eventually, in 1962, he took a role as spy James Bond in the film series of the same name. The films were based on the James Bond books, which were written by author Ian Fleming. He played James Bond for only 7 films, but in the eyes of many, he is the definitive James Bond. The 27th of August 1883 was the day of the biggest explosion in known history. The eruption of the Krakatoa volcano was heard 3,000 miles away in Australia and ejected massive amounts of rock and ash into the air. The sound wave caused by the explosion travelled the world 7 times over. The explosion also broke a second world record, the loudest noise in known history. In the year after the eruption, global temperatures decreased by a noticeable amount. This is James from Vectors Radio.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself. And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence. I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you would like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectorsradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is hedonic, H-E-D-O-N-I-C. It refers to pleasant or unpleasant situations. It can be used in the sentence, "Your top personality traits are ones that allow you to experience genuine happiness rather than hedonic pleasure." It originated from the mid-17th century from the Greek word hedonikos, from the word hedon, which means pleasure. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with some obscure holidays of the week. Number 1. Holistic Pet Day on Monday the 30th of August raises awareness of the belief that holistic remedies, which take into account a pet's activity, nutrition and surroundings, are more effective. Although holistic medicine has increased in popularity, many people have not considered it when treating their pets. Holistic treatments are supposed to improve your pet's nourishment and to cure serious diseases. It is a chance for pet owners to consider all concerns that may affect their pet's well-being. Number 2. Letter Writing Day on Wednesday the 1st of September celebrates sitting down and writing down feelings and ideas on a letter. Because a letter had the unmistakable fingerprint of its writer, for centuries the structure of letters made them confidential. A letter could include anything from the slightest odours of your house to grass from your garden. It is an opportunity to remember the wonders of the handwritten word, as new media does not have the same personal level as this traditional way. Number 3. Calendar Adjustment Day on Thursday the 2nd of September marks one of the most important days in history. The day that created the current calendar system and the celebration of New Year's Day at the start of January. We all have calendar apps on our phones these days. However, there is much to be said about adhering to the old ways of doing things. The day provides a chance to pick up a new calendar for your home or to make one for any special activities you have planned during the year. And finally, number 4, Beard Day on Saturday the 4th of September honours the beard for everything it has been, is becoming and will become in the future. Since the dawn of time, the beard has reigned supreme in the world of manhood. Whether it's neatly trimmed, long or correctly groomed, or even crazy and unkempt and out of control. Although there have been times and locations where sporting a beard was not always fashionable or even conceivable, many cultures admire and respect those who choose to do so. That's all, join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here are your celebrity birthdays. Anna Thompson, who's a reality star, born in 1994, who's 27. Scott Hamilton, who's a figure skater, born in 1958, who's 63. And Mark Charnock, who's a soap opera actor, born in 1968, who's 53. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now!
In I Love White news this week, an environmental campaigner has broken the record for swimming around the Isle of Wight. Plasterer Ollie Rush from Upton, Dorset, swam for 65 miles around the island in 15 hours and 9 minutes, smashing the previous record of 26 hours. He set off from Seaview Yacht Club at 11 a.m. on Monday and swam anti-clockwise around the island, emerging from the water at 2:09 a.m. on Tuesday. Ollie's first act after the swim was to down a bottle of beer. Last year, Ollie swam the length of Jurassic Coast to raise awareness of plastic pollution in the oceans and to raise money for environmental charities. He then set himself for Round Island Challenge that is particularly difficult because of the tides. All monies from the swim will go to charities. Meanwhile, Men Only, a ride-based initiative to support men and raise awareness of men's mental health issues, will be holding their first ever Men Only Walk and Talk meeting on Sunday the 5th of September. There has never been a better time to raise awareness around men's mental health, and they are inviting island men to join them for their first Sunday afternoon session. Men Only are also making walking buddies available during the walk to ensure they create a non-judgmental environment and an opportunity to share and offload. The initiative aims to provide all men with the opportunity to make new friends and strives to end the social stigma of mental health and the loneliness many men experience. If you have any questions or require more information on how you can help, please contact Carl Hart at carl@menonlyiow.co.uk or visit the Men Only IOW Facebook group. Finally, there is still time to vote for your favourite Isle of Wight community group in the Asda Foundation Green Token Scheme. Each year, the Asda Foundation invests over £1.4 million to more than 4,000 good causes through Green Token Giving. However, currently the Green Token Giving has been converted to voting online. This month, Isle of Wight Asda is asking people to vote for one of three organisations to receive a cash bonus. Baby Box Isle of Wight, supporting and supplying baby and toddler essentials to families who are struggling in the community. Isle of Wight Prostate Cancer Support Group, a group who support local men diagnosed with prostate cancer and their families. And Second Cows Sea Scouts, a group would like to replace their 40-year-old mess tent. The cause with the most online votes will receive a £500 donation, while second and third place each receive £200. To vote, go to vote.asda.com/green-tokens. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.